We'll wait just a second for Cole. All right. My name is Dave Blumseth. I will open this meeting of the Becker County Planning and Zoning Committee and ask its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Erica Jepson, Becker County Commissioner.
Jesse.
Sherry Lakes.
Cole's going to Detroit Township.
Phil Hansen, Becker County Commission.
Kim Madsen, Cormorant Township.
Jeff Moritz, Lake Eunice Township.
Nick Bowers, Erie Township.
Steve Lindo, Forest Township.
Craig Hall, Highland.
Wolf Lake, Wolf Lake. How are you, Wolf Lake?
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning.
All right. Minutes were handed out. There was, what, one correction?
Yes,
right?
I corrected that.
Yep. So aside from that one correction, any other corrections or additions?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Got a second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right. I'll go over the protocol for this evening's hearing. We'd introduce any old business set aside from a previous meeting, which we have none. We'll introduce the new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and preliminary plot approvals. I ask the applicant to step forward and introduce their application. I ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all have spoken, we'll ask the admin staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets. We'll then close testimony and the board will deliberate. This board is one of recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They typically address planning and zoning matters around 9:30 a.m. and their next meeting is Tuesday, what would be April 3rd?
First. And applicant one will be going to Lake Eunice, I think it's 8th, maybe? Second Tuesday of
month. Okay. Yep. But April 1st then is the next County Commission?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Ask everybody to shut off all cell phones and we will begin with the first applicant.
First applicant, Mark Rasmussen, requests a final plat for 17 lots to be known as Raz Estates.
All right, anybody here to speak to that?
Doesn't appear to be.
Appears not. And no changes from the preliminary?
As far as I know, there are not. Better.
Right. And obviously they're not here to request any, so. All right.
Final plat, no changes.
Yep.
There was something in here about some trees that were supposed to be planted. Does anybody know if that's happened or will happen?
I drove past or went out there on Sunday and I did see seedlings on one side. They weren't trees. They were started though.
On the north side? Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. Two rows of trees seedlings mm-hmm. to be planted on the north side. So.
Yep. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, a motion to approve.
All right, got a motion by Harvey to approve. Do I have a second?
A second.
Got a second by Nick. All right, any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I see there's a lot of stuff from 2021, and I don't know if Mickey can answer this, or what is the history of what's going on here? I mean, this was, it's got 2021
yes. nomenclature. Yes, so here, the right? preliminary plat was approved in 2021. By this board and the county board. It was after that time that the townships took over the subdivision ordinance. So they did request, I believe it was last year or the year before, it was 23, they requested an extension of the plat. And now they're finally coming forward with the final plat. But now that the new subdivision ordinance is in place, Lake Eunice will make the final decision on it.
Right. Okay. So what was the holdup? What did they just not, they asked for extension, they just weren't ready to go yet?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
And that's not uncommon. They get preliminaries and then they don't finalize them because once they finalize them and do that, of course, then there's roads, there's taxes, there's other implications. So until they're ready to kind of go, they'll come through, do the preliminaries. maybe they make a few changes, sometimes they don't, but until they're ready to start selling properties, they don't come and get the final plats.
So that's normal to go from 21 to 25 and not have turned to, that happens, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It was an open field.
Oh.
Now it's turned into.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Learn something new every day.
The nice thing about it, that they did all the construction back and on, that road's had a good time to settle, and it should be a good road then from that perspective, so.
Okay.
All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, applicant two, Michael and Michelle Willard, request a conditional use permit for a retaining wall.
I'm here on behalf of Mike and Mickey Willard they want to.
Can you turn your mic on? Oh. Hit the button. And,
and then can you state your name and if you're representing a contractor
Chris,
or who you are?
Yeah, Chris Campbell, I'm the owner of Cornerstone Landscaping. I'll be doing the work out there. So.
Okay.
They're looking to get a little seating area down by the lake at 8x15. The area that we kind of discussed is the flatter spot down there, so we won't have to dig in very far to get the 8 feet. I'm just cutting and filling, retaining with, there's a lot of rock there. If we retain with rock, I might bring in probably 2 to 3 yards of rock to make sure everything's structurally safe, everything like weed barrier fabric behind it. The area that the sitting area will be reseeded, that's not gonna be like papers or anything, it's just gonna be a grass sitting area that they can sit down on.
So it'll be totally impervious. It'll be meant to soak up the water.
Yeah, yep, yeah. No, I discussed it with them. They wanted rock or something down there and said it'd probably be better just to do a grass. It'd be easier for everybody.
For the steps that you've got down there from up above, is there some dirt in between those steps?
It would be 4 foot wide steps and pavers is what they were wanting.
So there'd be pavers all the way down basically except for the steps?
Pavers and steps down to the landing, and then the landing would be just grass.
That bank is pretty steep right there. Is there going to be whatever you're going to do to prevent runoff down the slope?
I'd like to do is get the top higher, and then so everything's not coming just down the wall and so that the wall will stay structurally sound. There's a lot of long, tall grass, and there's actually a lot of little spruce trees around that area that I won't be disturbing, so.
Yeah, it's pretty well covered right now. I was just wondering what the.
And I won't be disturbing any of that. I'll be coming down, there's kind of like a, I don't know if it's a bear path. They just bought the place, it looks kind of like a deer trail.
Right,
that goes along the bank there, and that's where I'll be rolling the rocks down to get them down there if I bring it in. I don't know what I'll end up finding on the hillside.
Where you're going to put that sitting area, you know, it's about halfway down that bank.
Yep.
Up above at the top of the bank, you know, they have basically the same overlook, probably better. You know, if you want to build steps down to a dock or something like that, I assume that's going to happen someday.
The dock, and they were talking about having their grandkids and stuff there, so they're right there. If they go down to the lake, they can be right there.
Yeah. So as far as a need for a retaining wall, I guess there isn't, everything is covered right now. The vegetation is there. Everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do any kind of dirt removal or removing the rocks that are there on that shoreline or on that slope for the decking of this platform, you're going to disturb that dirt, which right now is holding any water back. So is there some way that they could put, like when the steps come down, or they could put a platform in there on legs where they just walk off onto the platform rather than digging into that bank?
They were kind of talking, so they had, that's what they wanted when I talked to them, is they wanted it cut in and retained, and I just told them that rock would be more structurally sound and block or something.
Well, if they, as far as the platform goes, if they were to put in some kind of a wood, you know, like with joists underneath and stuff like that, that could be used as a platform without disturbing the ground underneath. That's the point I hear, I guess I'm asking, because right now it's well protected. There's no runoff into the lake.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any runoff. There's no need to that to disturb that if they could build a platform instead.
Yeah.
I know they don't want to do that. It sounds
That's what they're they wanted rock down there and everything. So I kind of talked them away from that. And we're just doing steps, a little landing. Like I said, it comes down and it's the most level area. It is kind of steep.
Yeah, I was out there.
It's more level, and I won't even be cutting in the full 8 feet to get that 8 feet landing. It might be 5 feet. They'll have to cut into that hillside, plus the rock or whatever. But
so, is there any way you can slope that cut in so that if any water comes over from the bank, it doesn't run out underneath and into the lake?
Like slope the retaining wall, or
yeah,
that's I will be sloping it so that it's the rock will almost be like laid. It'll be about, it'll be an angle. It won't be just straight up and down. It'll be
so.
Chair maintenance is going to kind of tear us down, and then you're going to have the grass below it that'll catch the water.
Yeah, yep. Then there'll be erosion fabric down and everything to make sure that seed can get established.
Okay.
They across the lake there's a much bigger spot that somebody cut off the tank, and that's what they saw that when they bought the place, and that's, they kind of got their inspiration off of that. So
yeah, one of the things that happens is if somebody does you know, dig into the bank and the other people see it, pretty soon they want to dig into the bank, and you end up with problems down the road. And
I'm not going to be cutting any trees down or anything in the front. So
yeah, there's already been 4 trees cut down there.
That they've cut down?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
And I don't know if they had a tech committee out there, and I don't know what they did or what they saw or what they're going to do with that, because there were 4 pretty good sized trees there that were cut down.
Yeah, they never told me about that.
It could have been the previous owner too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just out there quick and marked for you guys, so I didn't look at any trees where I was working in front of the lake. There really wasn't. It was kind of an opener area.
Yeah.
But they had spruce trees on left and right of that and a lot better, you know, a little bit, but you can still see the lake.
In the picture they've got, there's a pretty good sized birch tree that's gone.
Okay.
And then there's a couple more that are outside the picture down towards the lake. They're gone. And then there's 2 up on the top of the bank that are gone.
Okay.
And so I guess maybe talk to the owners about that.
Yeah.
And the soil and water people maybe that were out there.
The tech panel was there, and it's given.
Yeah.
Nick Gill read that, so.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Is
right.
That somebody needs to cover that.
I didn't know that they cut that. Yeah.
On that, that's not your deal. So, all right. Any other questions for the applicant?
Yeah, I'm just not quite done here yet. So the concern is, you know, Boot Lake's a pretty nice lake.
Yeah.
Water quality is really good.
Yeah.
You can see down, you know, quite a ways, and any kind of runoff brings phosphorus, because phosphorus attaches to the sand and gravel. And so if that goes in, it's a pretty clear water lake, and it takes just a little bit more phosphorus to really change the water clarity. Just for you to understand and maybe relay to the owners, that would be my concern. So,
okay. I mean, like I said, everything right now it's just pine needles, and it really doesn't have much vegetation where the city area is. So I will be putting in grass seed.
Because it's got good cover right now.
Yeah, it does. It has lots of pine needles. Yeah.
All right. Any other questions for the applicant? All right. Thank you. You may have a seat.
Can I read that?
Yes, Nikki, if you would read the correspondence from the tech panel.
Kyle said, Ed Clem and I visited the site for the retaining wall CUP for the Willard property. It was determined the preferred option would be to not disturb anything on the slope. However, it was also determined, if done properly as proposed, there would not be concerns for allowing this use of the property near the shore. The alteration is only 8 feet wide and 15 feet long. This would create approximately a 4-foot wall at its peak, with the rest being shorter. This alteration is small in nature, and again, we did not find concerns with the project.
All right, thank you, Nikki.
And as far as the trees are concerned, Kyle and Ed were made aware, so I assume that they looked at them when they were out there, but that would be up to soil and water to decide what they want to do about that. So that's out of our hands at this point.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. All right. Obviously, nobody else in the audience to speak to this application, so... We'll close testimony, open up for discussion of the board.
To me, it's a real small project, and I think if they're doing it right, you know, we all know many more lakes are bigger issues than problems with this one. I think it's very reasonable, and I think if done right, which it sounds like it will be.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing landscaping for almost 15 years now, so. I've done a lot of
hiring a professional to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like it was mine. So.
And I actually like the fact that they're not putting some type of a wood decking down, because now you actually got a surface that the water will go in. Otherwise, it hits that deck, and now it's got to run off and run somewhere. Where now, like you say, you're not putting rock. It's just going to be grass. So the water will absorb into that just like it would any other time. In fact, you're kind of creating a little flat spot, so it'll... You know, you slope that front a little bit, it actually stops runoff, and it has a chance to absorb in. And I think that actually does better than having some type of a wood or some type of a fabricated flat surface there. So,
well, and anytime we're encouraging people to build on the shoreline, that's never really ideal either. So.
Right.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Right.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right. Just one thing before we go. I just want to kind of... You're free to go.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I just want to reiterate, for future meetings, if you're not able to attend, make sure you let Kyle or Nikki or somebody know in advance, just to make sure so we always have a quorum. Like I say, we got good attendance tonight, but sometimes I know it gets a little lean. We all have other things and things that come up, so like I say, we want to make sure we're here when we're available. But if you're not going
to
be able to...
Does leanness have to do with the amount of controversy?
What?
Does the leanness of the meeting have to do with the amount of controversy?
I don't think it does. Like I say, people discussion. Have other things to do.
Yeah, there's discussion.
Yeah, so I just wanted to remind everybody that if you're not able to attend, to make sure we let Kyle or Nikki or somebody know, so we make sure we always have a quorum when we have a meeting. So.
I didn't either. I'm not pointing the finger at you.
You did. Yeah.
No, I forgot.
So, and there again, it's more important that this one. I mean, understandable, the tour date meetings. Like I say, it's during the day. Some people have job responsibility. I mean, we've had people on here for years that never once made a tour date because their job did not allow them to be able to be gone from that. And that's okay as long as you go and visit the site and have the information and are educated when you get here. So.
And we haven't had a non-quorum, so we're doing good.
Yep.
That's how I
figured it out. Hey, so with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Hello.
Motion by Harvey, do you have a second?
Sure.
Second, all those in favor, raise your hand.
Be aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Clean off my crap.
It looks like a little...